Education is at the forefront of Wisconsin's close race for governor. Incumbent Republican Scott Walker has been calling himself the education governor. Meanwhile, his challenger, Democrat Tony Evers, is the elected state superintendent. So, how has Wisconsin's education landscape changed under Walker? And if Evers were to unseat him, what would that mean for schools? WUWM education reporter Emily Files has the story.
Amy Mizialko thinks Governor Walker's decisions around public education are coming back to haunt him in this race.
This day was coming. It's been a long 8 years for students in Wisconsin and specifically students in Milwaukee Public Schools.
Mizialko is president of the Milwaukee Teachers Union. She witnessed the impacts of Walker's signature legislation, Act 10. The 2011 bill stripped public employee unions of most of their collective bargaining rights, causing union membership to plummet. Act 10 was paired with significant cuts to education. Walker has also left his mark by paving the way for an expansion in school choice. This is the fourth grade class at Wisconsin Lutheran School in Racine. The students sing a hymn before beginning a science lesson.
Butterflies grow in a process called
metamorphosis.
Very good, Tom.
Before 2011, Wisconsin Lutheran students were all private pay. Then the Racine Parental Choice Program began, allowing families to use taxpayer-funded vouchers at private schools. Now the majority of students at this school attend using vouchers. They're some of the more than 40,000 students across the state enrolled in choice programs. That is double the number enrolled before Walker was elected. Paul Patterson is the principal at Wisconsin Lutheran. He says he's worried about what might happen to school choice if Evers unseats Walker.
A lot of it is just fear on what's going to happen and where is our security.
Like, is the rug going to get pulled out from under you?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Evers has said he would like to phase out school vouchers. If that's not possible, Evers wants to impose more regulations on voucher schools. That frustrates Jim Bender, the president of advocacy group School Choice Wisconsin. Bender says Evers doesn't seem to consider the high-performing voucher schools that exist in places like Milwaukee.
And I wish he would approach education with a little bit broader scope than just that of public schools, because he's going to represent everybody, not just those students that happen to sit inside a traditional public school.
Evers' campaign has been more focused on supporting public schools than on rolling back school choice. As head of the Department of Public Instruction, Evers is proposing a $1.4 billion increase in education spending over 2 years. That money would be a welcome boost for many school districts. Dan Rossmiller is with the Wisconsin Association of School Boards, which advocates for public schools.
Many school districts are having to make do, doing the best they can with limited resources, but they are stretched to the point where it's a real question as to how much longer they'll be able to continue doing that.
Both candidates are promising increases to school funding. That's in line with public sentiment in favor of education spending, shown in recent Marquette Law School polls. Even though education is a big topic in the governor's race, some ed watchers are disappointed by what they consider a lack of depth on the subject in the campaigns. Israel De Bruin is with a Milwaukee education nonprofit. He points out neither candidate has said much about the difficult question of how to deal with schools that fail to meet state expectations year after year.
Frankly, these are schools that are hurting kids. And right now we're saying you can go to a school that will hurt you.
De Bruin says he expected more in a race between the state superintendent of schools and a candidate who calls himself the education governor. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.